Okay. We're going to call our meeting to order for March 18th. We're calling it at order to order at 1831. Yeah. Mark, would you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance? Yep.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I kind of like it being black.
Yeah, that's one thing we're not going to get is the camera.
Okay. Did everybody have a chance to look at the February 18th minutes for last meeting?
Yeah. I'll make a motion to approve the February 18th, 2026 minutes.
I'll second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. Firefighter recognition, Chief Brown.
All right. We had a pretty good sized class a couple weeks ago, and we had the fire instructor one class, and we had six from North Willow went through it. All of them passed.
Oh, so that's awesome.
It's great.
I think four of them are here tonight. So we got Easton Clark.
Take a picture.
I'm gonna have them all come up at the end.
Okay.
I don't know that yet.
Yeah. Sorry for bursting in. I got Jack Unsworth. Oh, sorry. All right. Jack. Yeah. And then we got Brad DeLue.
Smile, Chief. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Thank you. Now you all have to come back up.
One last picture.
Group hug.
Yeah. I'm going to go on this side.
I'll be on the opposite. We're looking all nice.
Just like smiling more slits. Good job, guys.
Good job.
Nice job.
Yep. So, which is going to kind of lead us into our training that we've been doing. We've accomplished quite a bit already so far. In March, we had the March Mayhem. We sent four individuals up to March Mayhem in Idaho, and they came back and each and every one of them, Jack and Easton, the two of them, they've been coming back, bringing back great trainings, training the crews on everything they learned. So it's been, they'll all tell you it's been a phenomenal training. So they really enjoyed it. The instructor one class, and then we're still working on our recruit academy class up at Teet. They're all still hanging in there. They're all doing really good. All nine of them haven't lost any yet, so that's been great.
Does that go through May?
June, yeah, shouldn't it?
At the end of May.
End of May.
Yeah. And they'll finish with their hazmat and everything. Stuff we've got coming up, we've got the starting Monday and Tuesday. We're going to have the incident command trailer here for Monday and Tuesday. It's a 2 8-hour classes. We've got apparatus driver operator coming in May 5th. And then we'll go right into aerial after the pumper class is done. Prepping for the wildland season. We did our first pack test last night. We had, 10, 11 people show up last night. Everybody but me passed. So everybody did really good. Joe passed. Doing it today. Yep. FDIC coming up April 20th, 21st. We're going to be sending Justin French and Easton Clark will be going to that, FDIC. Driver training, that's kind of an all-year thing. We'll be starting our driver training for driving all of our brush trucks, getting that training done, and our road course for all of our trucks. Hopefully we can get that set up again at the racetrack like we did last year, have a big cone course for everybody to go through. CDL, we've been still offering the CDL class. We've got about three people that are working on getting that done. Hi, Joe.
Yeah.
Okay. Engine Academy, that's going to start May 1st and 2nd. And we're going to send six personnel this year to that. We'll send two trucks with three in each one. Administrative training, HR training coming up, which will be our harassment
that's mid-April.
Okay. And then they're doing the airport, the Salt Lake International, is doing a triennial drill that they've actually invited us to come and train with them this year. So we're going to send a crew down there to go train with them down there at the Salt Lake International and do big training with everybody in the valley. And when was that, Chief? Do you remember?
I think it's the end of May.
Is that the end of May?
I can't remember.
I was thinking April. But
I think it's April.
Is it April?
What is the fuselage and the burn pit?
I don't know what they actually do. I think this is actually, I think this is kind of a mass deal in the airport itself. So I don't know. We're going to find out. It's the first one we've ever been invited to. We're just excited to be invited to it. So we'll go to that.
May 28th.
May 28th.
Okay. May 28th.
Then next week we will have a search and rescue training that Justin French has put together over at IRTA. He's taken the upstairs and completely modified it and put a big walls in and everything. We'll do a big search and rescue training up there next week. And then we have a CPR instructor certification class coming up that we're sending five personnel to, and that'll be on Saturday that they'll be doing that. And that's all I got.
Awesome.
Thank you. Good job.
Thanks, Chief.
From it got so unwieldy in my report to include all the training that we've divided that off. So
that's good.
Every month we're going to do an update from Chief Brown.
Okay. Great.
Sorry that didn't get into the agenda. But it's
all good.
We'll survive.
Yeah. All right. Monthly status report, Chief.
Current call volume is 297. Last year on this day it was 256, so we're hammering it pretty hard this past couple of weeks. Breaking out the statistics, we had 66 EMS calls, which continue to be our largest call volume. 26 motor vehicle collisions, which is significant for the amount of traffic that goes through here. 15 canceled en route, 7 hazardous materials response, 5 vegetation or trash fires, and then 4 commercial vehicle fires, all of them tractor trailers. No structure fires, and I got to talking with one of my friends that he has a tendency to really fall back on their fire prevention and their fire marshal. So when they have a streak of no structure fires, it points to directly to fire prevention and fire marshaling. And Buck is plenty busy. So if we can attribute to that to some of his success, maybe we should. We should continue to push that to him. Now, not to say when we do have structure fires, it's your fault.
Yeah.
So 123 calls total in last month. We're starting to get a string of gas line breaks, which that's always springtime. People don't call at 811, and they're out digging. You were out there today, I believe, out on Marshall. I-80 had 16 calls for service, which included mile marker 104 for wrong-way driver. That was fatality. Gas line breaks, we talked about that. Some of the accomplishments we've had in the last month. I continue to look at the success we've had with fitting everybody for Class A uniforms. We keep moving through that to get everybody dialed in. Unfortunately, we do have to attend Brett Waters' funeral. He was our wildland FMO, and we will all be dressed up for that. Planning ahead, the documents are being drawn up for the new station. The new dispatching service is set to go in June. I'll be at the Wild End Urban Interface Conference in Reno presenting next week. And we've got mental health evaluations coming up for everybody, and annual performance reviews are being done right now. And speaking of annual performance review, that mine is due. So I'm gonna help you guys out. I'm gonna send out a form or something to the admin staff and give you a 360 evaluation. It'll be open to really everybody to put in evaluation feedback, and that you guys will have. And we can do that in a closed session next month.
Okay. Perfect.
So that's all I had.
That's great. All right. Fire Marshal Monthly Report. Buck?
Hello. How are you? Just to continue on what Chief said, he talked about how prevention may be alluding to some of the reduction in fire. We talked about it earlier today, and I said, you know, I've been on many calls or many investigator inspections that it's not a matter of if, but a matter of when. I went to Zimmerman's, and they had a three-phase 420-volt wire that was exposed hanging out into the break room. And I says, well, what are we going to do about that? And nothing. Like, no, you're going to do something about it. And Mike, when we did a re-inspect, he says, you know, it was live. We had no idea, and you know, so it wasn't. It was just a matter of waiting for somebody to walk past and brush past that, and shock them. I've been in. One of the things that I need to report on is that I've been in communication with the Tula County attorney and the attorney for the Brazen Bar. I've given them a notice of violation, and it's also another one of those, a matter of when, they had a wood-burning stove on top of a wood floor with no proper clearances. The stove pipe was stuck through the wall with no fire blocking at all, and it was just, again, a matter of when. To continue on with that, their attorney asked that I give them a variance or an exception to allow them to continue.
Nope.
And
I deal with that guy all the time, too.
And I would not. What they were asking for was for me to consider it as pre-existing non-conforming. I said, well, that's fine, let's consider it pre-existing non-conforming. Let's look into see if it was pre-existing non-conforming. I searched the county records and found no certificate of occupancy, which means they had never have paid an impact fee or property taxes, and so it's undue burden on the fire department with no compensation. That was my first reason for not giving them. The second reason is that the violations that they did have constituted a renovations that would be over 50% of the building, and that would require them to bring the entire building up to code, including the tank and a fire access road. And then the third reason I would not give the variance is that they've submitted a plan to build a bigger bar out there, and that would require the fire access road. So the receipt that I got from their attorney was received, thank you. I think that we have a fairly firm case of not having to worry about any other litigation or any litigation coming from that. And then just going back to my broken record, here I am again. Today I will approve two more subdivisions, and we're just growing every day. So, any questions?
Where's the two new ones?
One by one off Higley Road, it will be an industrial park, and one off of Smelter, it's going to be residential.
So it's this side of Smelter?
South side.
Or
it's
south?
It's south side.
So Bazinus's?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He bought that. Mm-hmm. The Brazen Head's still pretty much just a tough shed.
That's all, not pretty much. It's still, well, it's out.
It's a Box Elder Canyon.
So it's systemic violations. I went to serve, so I did a verbal notice, told them the things that they were going to have to fix. I went in to serve the papers to them to give them the code. And he says, well, it's okay. We've already ripped it right down to the studs. And I said, did you get a permit? No. So.
Yeah. All right. Grant Projects Monthly Report. Ken?
I won't give too much detail because I think last Saturday we kind of went over quite a bit. But we did get good news that we were awarded the Forestry, Fire, and State Lands grant up to $10,000 for wildland PPE. So I'll work with Captain Gans on that. We also, I don't know if I told you that we got the Rocky Mountain Power grant for $5,000 that we'll be getting an exercise equipment for.
That is cool.
Then when Saturday when we had our meeting and I asked about the rural health grant that Bureau of Emergency Management is asking for input on. I've tried to get Dan Camp to meet with me and just haven't, which is fine. It's both of us trying to schedule. But on their spreadsheet, I bumped up what we're asking for. So I first asked for an ox truck, and that was $476,000. But I now have asked for workforce training, $307,000. Community paramedicine, so we could maybe send another person to paramedic training for $200,000. Just some systems, you know, data systems for EMS response at $90,000, and then advanced medical equipment for $245,000. So for a total of $842,000. So, well, cross fingers. I don't know, but where everybody else, like, you know, I said Mountain West was asking for $6.5 million. I felt like ours was appropriate. So,
yeah. That's a wish list.
They'll just look at it and say, "Look at that, really low one."
You don't ask, you don't receive, right? Yeah. Good job.
Right. So cross fingers, hopefully, and so and then that same grant I keep watching should be April with discussion on it. You said they kind of. Quite short.
Oh yeah, we're learning things every day.
Yeah, and so I keep watching it, and so I'll keep an eye
it's
on it.
It's a federal grant. It's like,
yeah, I mean, I'm ready to go on it.
The biggest thing with personnel, we're learning. We just learned this. If you're trying to use the money to hire personnel, you're going to have some sort of stipulation where they have to stay 5 years,
okay,
or they have to pay the federal government back.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Okay.
That's typical.
Like safer.
Yeah. Well, I haven't seen where it says 5 years. A lot of times it's like 2 years or a year or per semester. So just plan on that. Again, I don't know how the approval process, we're learning how we're going to do the approval process, but
okay.
We came in higher for our grant manager till hopefully Monday.
Okay.
And that's just posting it.
Wow.
And then it'll take at least 3 months for that person to get hired.
Right.
So this is our world.
State.
Yeah, so.
Yeah. But more of the information will come out. Once we learn more.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, appreciate it. Our hopes are going to COGS and hopefully instituting an EMS sales tax that eventually we could get to that point where, you know, we could hire paramedics on with this funding, but then we could maintain them with that tax.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if I could project that with it somehow, but we'll plan on keeping them after we have them.
Yeah.
With, you know, what we're proposing, or Buck and I have been looking at impact fees somehow.
Yeah,
so anyway, we're looking. We're trying
that's
to
great.
See. So
awesome. Thanks, Kim. All right, it's our first public comment of the night. Anybody? Anybody online?
Not any comments.
Okay. All right, next is Bill's review.
Did everybody have a chance to go over last month's bills?
Yep.
Yep.
Any questions?
Nope.
Nope.
Perfect.
Okay. Contract review, Utah DNR cooperative agreement for 2026.
This was a, I just wanted to give everybody an update about what's called the cooperative wildfire system. Make sure everybody understands what that is and why we do it. Essentially, the Cooperative Wildfire System, or CWS, was implemented about 2017 for agencies that do initial attack and agencies that are involved in wildland fire other than Utah DNR. And it allows us to communicate, allows us to work together, allows us, it's how we do our PAC tests. It's and the reason it's important is because they don't want to sock us with a bill for fighting a wildland fire or a vegetation fire, or this allows us to integrate with them to whether we keep the fire. So what they do is they have a 10-year rolling average, in that the costs associated with the past 10 years of fires, then they divide that out and they have a spreadsheet, or they have a way of maintaining as to how much it saves them money for us to keep some of the fires. And so we'll arrive on a fire, and Dan and I, or Chief Brown and Dan, or Trevor, we will immediately talk as to whether we're going to delegate the fire to them or whether we're going to keep it. And by keeping a lot of the fires, we keep our average 10-year cost down. And so in the past 4 or 5 years, we've gone from, I think when I first got here, it was upwards of $100,000.
About 90, yeah.
Yeah, about $90,000. And with all the changes with Erta City and the changes with Lake Point City, so our costs, our 10-year average and acquisition of property has gone up and down. We're sitting at about $52,000 right now. So that means that's our participation commitment, meaning that we have to give $52,000 of our budget to the wildfire system. You know, we don't have to give it to this. We could just write a check to the county, but instead, or not the county, the state. But instead, we divide that $52,000 into three parts: preparedness, mitigation, and prevention. And so by spreading that out, we are able to do our dumpster days, we're able to do our chipper days, we're able to participate in some of these community events around here, because the expectation from the state is that we spend $52,000 every year of our budget to mitigate or prevent wildland fires. So it works out. The public thinks we do it for free, and we bring the dumpsters here. The public thinks that we do chipper days for free. It's just part of our budget, and it's become expected. We have chipper days and dumpster days already scheduled for this spring. We'll get fall done here in a couple months as well. So when you hear us talk about our participation commitment and being $52,000, that's what it means. Is that's the cooperative system we've put in place. And every year, you know, as like I said, we keep some of the fires and we delegate others that are going to be really expensive, and we know that right away because, you know, column of smoke, it's already involved, hundreds of acres, houses, all that stuff. We'll give it to them. We keep a lot of that now because we have engine bosses. We have firefighters that are up to speed. So I wanted to really bring that to you guys to let you and help you understand why we do what we do. The cooperative agreement just came out this past about 2 weeks ago, and we're going to sign up for that again. Our participation commitment this year is $52,000, and that's pretty much just we've broken it down. We could use the BME out here 100% of that $52,000. We can do that for the next 5 years. So we've already taken care of our next 5 years. We will do mitigation, we will do some prevention, but the bulk of our participation commitment is that engine out there. So we get to count that because that's part of our budget. Just wanted everybody to understand what that meant and that contractual agreement that we signed.
Great. Awesome. Thanks, Steve. Old business, none. New business, West Tooele County feasibility study discussion.
A couple of years ago, before I got here, they did a South Area Tooele County consolidation feasibility study. The county did, you know, what should we do with this area? And every feasibility study comes back with the same things. You either do everything, you kind of a middle ground, or you do nothing. And they chose nothing.
Right.
So the county really doesn't do a whole lot with South Area. They've combined efforts out there. The county does give them some stipends every year. I'm not sure how that works out. But we did not participate as part of your. I guess not a lot of you were on. Scott, Steve, Rick.
I remember it.
Chief Wilden opted not to be a part of that. And that kind of makes sense. We're not part of the South Area. But now they're doing the West Area feasibility study as to what we want to do with Wendover, because once again, Wendover has no fire chief. So they're trying to figure out, and just for my own personal reference, I drove to Wendover on Saturday. Man, it is a long way. It's 100 miles.
Yep.
And so we're not sure how that's going to be coming into play, but they'll be interviewing me as to, part of that feasibility study, because we are borders with DNR out there, we're borders with all of Hill Air Force Base, all that stuff. So, just wanted to let you guys know that is happening, and you may hear whispers or you may hear information in passing about the West Area feasibility study.
Okay. Oh my gosh, it's time for another public comment. Any public comment? Nope. Okay. Hearing none, we'll go to action items. Resolution 2026-02 URS updated service agreement to include the addition of Roth 401k and Roth 457b.
I propose that we approve Resolution 2026-02 Utah Retirement System Update Service Agreement to include additions to the Roth 401k and Roth 457b.
I'll second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? No. Okay. Next is Resolution 2026-03, updating of the URS policies and procedures.
I'll make a motion to approve 2026-03, updating of URS policy and procedures.
I'll second it.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay. Resolution 2026-09, approval of NTFD org chart and organizational structure policy.
I'll make a resolution that we approve or vote on 2026-09, approval of North Tooele County organization chart and organizational structure policy.
I'll second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay. Next is Resolution 2026-10, Consent Agenda 11 to approve board administration and payroll policies updated during the March 14, 2026 board workshop.
I'll make a motion to approve 2026-10, Consent Agenda number 11 to approve board administration payroll policies updated during March 14, 2026 board workshop.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. Next is the board calendar.
April 15th for our next one.
Okay.
And May 13th, which was our rescheduled one.
Because of graduation.
Because of graduation. So got those two out. And then with the district events, Chief Brown already went through most of these. The one that will impact could impact the board is the scheduling of the elementary school field days, if you'd like to participate.
Have they called already?
They've been calling.
First week.
They've been calling since, the first week of school. Because they all know now that they have to call way in advance if they want their day. Otherwise, they all call to get the same day, and it's first come, first serve. Yeah. So we will get those sent out to everyone. And if you want to come help, I'd love the participation.
Okay.
And then we have all the community days coming up. We're already starting to kind of plan for those. So
like Erta Days, Stansbury,
Lake Point. Yeah. So
look for the recruit graduate, recruit academy graduation for like the first week in June.
Okay.
That'll be on team property. They'll open up the gates and allow.
Oh, very cool.
Great. Do we know when Chipper Days, you mentioned it, Chipper Days and
Dumpster? Yes. Dumpster is the April 9th through 16th, right?
Yeah, and I believe Chipper Days is the 5th and 6th of May.
Of May.
5th and 6th of May.
Okay. Our mechanics is working on our chipper today. We have to go up the canyon. The road, anything that's falling in the road is our responsibility. Maybe I'll have them give you a call.
Yeah,
you guys can come up and get some hours running saws and...
Okay.
Okay. All right.
I'll bring that up to Graf tomorrow.
Okay.
Well, that's your last chance. Public concerns.
Nothing up there.
Water. Okay. Do we need a closed session?
No.
Okay.
I had not planned on that, right?
Do we have a motion to adjourn?
I motion that we adjourn the March 18, 2026 board meeting.
Second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? We are adjourned at 1903.